win at the great game by refusing to play. May 3rd, EIR News Service. As the world hurtles towards nuclear war, it seems that nobody is home in the corridors of power in NATO land. Who is thinking through the likely course that the conflict in Ukraine will take as heavier and heavier weapons are sent to be placed in the hands of the Ukrainians, who may pay for those weapons with their lives? Where are the responsible adults who to think through the development and security needs of the entire planet over the next two generations and beyond? Where are the strategists to develop new paradigms of win-win cooperation in our new era in which war can be a thing of the past? Within the hallowed halls of power in NATO land reside a lunatic crew. The poor denizens are living in an alternate reality, a sort of game in which they try to ensure their dominance over all other players for the joy of maintaining the title of number one team, and the fear that an other might occupy that position, or worse, end the game altogether. It is time to end that game of geopolitics. It is the duty of all sane people of goodwill to force the end of actions that will lead to escalation after escalation, crisis after crisis, and eventually what is sure to become nuclear warfare, a horror only hinted at in the devastating bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki over 75 years ago. Conditions on the ground make it increasingly clear that the Ukraine conflict, a war by NATO against Russia, or more fully, a conflict between the players of the game, a conflict between the players of games and the real world, can escalate rapidly and uncontrollably. Leading Kiev officials have essentially stated that the only peace they will accept is one of capitulation, Russia's capitulation. That is obviously impossible. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke virtually before the Verkhovna Rada in Kiev to compare Ukraine's resistance against Russia to Britain's finest hour to save the British Empire in World War II. US President Joe Biden demands that Congress act on his $33 billion request for war. But nuclear annihilation is not inevitable. Some leaders of NATO nations, such as U.S. Representative Thomas Massey, recognize their responsibility for sanity. Nations containing the majority of human beings on this planet have refused to join in on sanctions and denunciations of Russia. The power of truth is attested to by the vast resources mobilized to shut down any alternative discussion, even on such seemingly innocuous sites as TikTok. There must be a world for generations to come, a world of enormous abundance, productivity, scientific discovery, and artistic beauty. The LaRouche movement is playing a leading role in bringing that role. The LaRouche movement is playing a leading role in bringing that world into being. You are invited to join. Watch Harley's updates with Harley Schlanger on Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Every weekday morning on the LaRouche organization, Schlanger will give you the strategic briefing you need to start your day.